WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and Vladimir Putin may be getting together very soon. CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
Overnight, a Kremlin official responded, saying a meeting had been agreed to, but just between the U.S. and Russian leaders, with a possible venue announced later.
President Trump's deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine is tomorrow. The president's hired tariffs on dozens of U.S. trading partners kicked in at midnight. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Consumers are likely to see price increases when they buy a car, whether it's domestic or imported, a computer, an electronic gadget, a toy, furniture.
A technology issue created a nightmare for United Airlines passengers like this woman in Houston.
Between all of the time spent waiting for agents and stuff, I missed my flight. And I had three other connecting flights dependent on that.
United says the problem's been resolved. Service is getting back to full strength. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Celebrating 1 year of the state's home energy rebate programs, Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the Home Efficiency Rebate and Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the HERE and HOMES programs for efficiency improvements. A multi-day legal hearing began in Portage County on Tuesday. The case concerns one of Wisconsin's largest dairy farms and water quality issues near the village of Nelsonville. Gordondale Farms, a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, is located near the village. Five current and former neighbors of the CAFO are represented by Midwest Environmental Advocates. They are challenging a state-issued permit they say fails to protect public health. Over the past 7 years, Nelsonville residents have been asking the DNR to require transparency and accountability from Gordondale Farms. The groundwater around the farms now has dangerously high levels of nitrate contamination. This pollution poses serious health risks, especially for infants and pregnant people. Exposure has been linked to certain cancers, including colon cancer. The lawsuit centers on changes made by the Wisconsin DNR that rolled back key environmental safeguards. This happened after Gordondale Farms filed a legal challenge to the DNR's authority to require groundwater monitoring at CAFOs to prevent contamination. Midwest Environmental Advocates says that legal challenge ended in a closed-door settlement that weakened the groundwater monitoring requirements. The hearing will continue over several days this week. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
Currently 63 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning to you. It is 7:06. It is nice to have you along on this Thursday morning. It's August 7th. Parker Olson is our producer down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be along in mere seconds. Coming up this hour, we will be talking to Luann Bird about the recent town hall held by Congressman Brian Steil in the southeastern part of the state. And it's one thing to give a member of Congress credit for holding an in-person town hall. It'd be another if the content were a little more, say, on the up and up. And Luann Bird is going to talk to us about that. We'll visit with Todd Alba and find out what he's doing on his program later today, afternoons from 2 to 4. You normally hear him on Wednesdays along with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Well, Trigvi's going to be joining us here this morning. He's actually in Lithuania, where his wife is from, so he's visiting family out there, and is going to talk about his work promoting democracy around the world, helping countries that are new to democracy get a feel for the systems, the norms, the safeguards, and now some of those same lessons have to be taught here at home. So we'll talk to Trigvi Olson about that as well. A reminder that tomorrow is Friday, so that means it's going to be free ticket Friday. We'll be giving away Milwaukee Brewers tickets again. We'll also have Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalists Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob. We'll have Mike Clemens with sports. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be along as well. So again, a very busy Friday edition of these mornings powered by Up North News across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's see, in a bit here, I'll go back to the mailbag because as Brittany Merlot joins us now, and Brittany, I did not ask if you are much, I don't know what your adult beverage choices are. We've been talking about IPA beers and then things like bourbon and scotch and whiskey. What is your, if there even is a, maybe you're not even an adult beverage drinker.
Are you a big fan of Merlot?
Yeah, that's so funny. You have talked about all three things that I do dabble in. I don't drink much, but on occasion I do. And I've had to force myself to drink Merlot just because of my last name. So now, yes, I do like Merlot. But, you know, you had to start with the sweet, whiter wine, and then you work your way to the red and darker wine. So that's how I had to do that. But craft beers, I do enjoy that. I love the craft breweries and the different places and the just seeing them work so hard and make such amazing different kind of beer, and the styles and the flavors that they come up with these days are outstanding. So I do love to go to them, collect growlers. Those are pretty cool.
You
to
collect growlers.
Wow, I okay. do.
Wow.
All across the North, you know, okay. from Minnesota to Michigan to Wisconsin, and even Illinois. That's pretty cool, but I do enjoy whiskey and a bourbon too on
sure.
occasion.
So yeah, on this National IPA Day, Tony put up on YouTube, IPAs are trash and the garbage is where they belong. He says
Tony.
Bourbon, scotch, and whiskey, that's the correct order of taste. From Adam, now instead of just, you know, calling names, you know, when we say we don't like IPA, I'm like, well, just tell us what is your favorite? What's a good IPA? Adam puts up on YouTube, Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing is seen as the gold standard in IPAs. Let's see. Tony says, I did have a hazy IPA from Three Sheep. That was okay, but that was about it. And then finally from Alicia, you know what's not fair? The second I turned 40, vodka gave me heartburn.
Right?
Yeah. And I always talk about my preference as bourbon, but now I get a headache rather easily from it, which I'm going to say is a self-control mechanism and has prevented me in the age of social media from putting up anything really stupid online. It's just a way to say, hey, young man, settle down. The two old fashions, that's good. That's your limit. So thanks for joining us for Alcohol Talk at 7:10 in the morning. Why don't we turn to the weather now, where things are going to be getting a little hot and steamy here.
It is. Things are changing. First and foremost, that wildfire smoke is pretty much gone. We're all at moderate AQI levels. That's the yellow out there. So not too bad. Finally, after an entire week of that, we're finally breathing in so much fresher, cleaner air right now. Temperatures are at about 60 degrees in Superior, 72 right now in La Crosse. Everyone else is in between there. We're looking at more clouds north and patchy fog, too. Dense in some places. More sunshine shining through down south in the state. And today we are getting much more muggy. I'm talking about dew points at about the mid-60s to nearing 70 degrees. So very sticky. It's going to be mostly sunny out there too, with highs reaching the mid to upper 80s today. So the heat index already feeling into the 90s this afternoon. And we do, of course, have storms, active weather. All of that is starting up, and it's going to start this afternoon. I think around 3 or 4 o'clock or so around southwest areas of the state. It is going to be moving towards the Madison area, maybe around 8 o'clock or so, and then in towards the Milwaukee, probably around midnight and after. Now, we could see a few more scattered showers and storms lingering in the Fox Valley still tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, Lake Superior towns get a little swipe of some showers and storms, and then even bigger storms start to form as we go into the evening tomorrow. And that trend continues, too, as we go into Saturday, because another cold front is going to be hitting, and that's going to spark up some strong to severe storms as they work through the state. So in between the storms, we're going to see the extreme heat right this afternoon. We're also going to see it tomorrow afternoon, where there is an extreme heat watch right now for northwestern parts of the state. And those heat index by tomorrow is going to be feeling like 100 degrees.
Ooh.
So we're going to be sweating there, and that is going to hang on Saturday for the southeast part of the state, while the northwest part of the state is going to be feeling that cold front and getting some relief. So hotter longer further southeast, still getting just as hot up north, just not as long.
And with the chance but not certainty of precipitation, I just want to let folks around Chippewa County know, whether you're farmers or growing things, I am now taking offers, financial offers from you, on whether to put the top on my Jeep up or leave it down. Because if I leave it down, that guarantees it's going to rain. Whereas if I think it might rain and I put the top up, it's not going to rain. So whichever one you want to have happen, my Jeep top is for sale. just as a weather barometer.
I've got my Jeep shirt on, the Wrangler shirt.
Is a Wrangler.
Right? See,
that's perfect. Love it. From Rob, good morning. From Tigerton, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees with light fog. Yesterday morning, I mowed 4 yards in Tigerton, then a doctor's appointment in Shawano, then a late lunch of spaghetti and meatballs at the Shawano Cafe, and I went for a ride along Highway 29. Today, I have lawns to mow in Tigerton. Things are getting dry and could use a good drink. I heard that this is the driest start in many areas in about 50 years. He says Wisconsin had another tornado from the severe weather outbreak in northwestern Waupaca County, or 5 miles from my residence. Let's see. Alicia says, side note, the drive to and from Antigo from Kimberly is really long, so that's good. Let's see. Rob says, I like Brittany's shirt with the Jeep. What I pulled with my lawnmower tractor earlier this summer for Todd, my mechanic. So there you go. Back to the IPAs. Adam says, speaking of IPAs, it is the great taste of the Midwest this Saturday in Madison, which is the largest outdoor beer festival in the U.S. So cheers. All right. That sounds great. And let's see. We talked about novelty songs during today's history lesson as well. And a listener in the Chippewa Valley puts on the text line, if you're looking for more recent novelty songs, there's an artist from Australia named Tom Cardy, whose entire catalog of songs was meant to be funny. And from Jim in Brookfield, Pat, you made my day. From now on, whenever I have a fever for more cowbells, I will know the correct Bruce Dickinson direction to channel my fever for more cowbell. So I'm glad we've schooled everybody in all the various Bruce Dickinsons out there in the world. And who knew?
Who knew there were so many?
Who knew there were so many and that we've been giving credit to the wrong one all this time? And it's not even the lead singer for Iron Maiden. And if you missed all this in today's history lesson, may I again suggest, first off, getting up earlier so you can join us for the history lesson every morning at 6:50. Here's one more from Steve in Milwaukee. Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. Must be another IPA recommend as well. Or, again, you can subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple, and that way you can listen back. And as you listen back, you can then send notes correcting us whenever we get something wrong. That never happens here, does it? No. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in our next hour.
Sounds good.
Keep in mind that the other way you can follow what we're doing here is to get our newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click on subscribe up in the top banner. There's also our new Sunday morning newsletter, given the original name Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where we talk about Wisconsin politics. I've started trying to outline what's going to be in this weekend's newsletter about Wisconsin politics. And it is not easy. And we're going to be talking to Joe Sopecki in our next hour about this week's Wisconsin political headlines. And it's not going to be easy. I sent him three different stories that came in late yesterday. And when I got done looking at these three stories, I posted them to social media with this comment that I am almost literally begging some Republican politician to talk about something of substance rather than the carousel of what we're dealing with here. That would include Congressman Derek Van Orden. The headline from Anna Kleiber's story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Derek Van Orden escalates Mark Pocan feud by posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy. This is what Derek Van Orden finds funny, is in trying to, you know, say something insulting about a fellow member of Congress on his social media feed, you know, where kids go. He's posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy and thinks that he's being very funny. And that's really all I can say about that without getting into details that are not good for morning radio. I would ask, does this mean that Derek Van Orden is not suitable for Congress? The answer is Derek Van Orden is currently not suitable for middle school. But yet here he is. We've got also coming out of Madison, 20 Republican lawmakers call on Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to act on Milwaukee violence. They want him to take specific steps to address violence in the city, according to this article in the Journal Sentinel by David Clary and Allison Durr. Here's the problem with that. Crime is down in Milwaukee. But, of course, whenever there is something that is bad and gets a lot of TV attention, well, it's going to get a lot of political attention. It's just that the Swiss are known for their precision timepieces. The Swiss could only wish that they were as predictable as Wisconsin Republicans when it comes to playing the Milwaukee card. That's all they really know how to do, it seems, and they're doing it again, grabbing, you know, a particular high-profile crime and saying that it's indicative of an entire city when the statistics show that it's anything but. And that there are also reasons why the legislature previously interfered with how the Police and Fire Commission can manage the way that the Milwaukee Police Department is run. But it's always easier to throw rocks from the other side. It's easier to throw rocks from the other side of the border, too, because a Wisconsin legislator, a Republican from Tomahawk, has now joined other lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in filing a formal complaint against Canada about wildfire smoke. Also from Anna Kleiber in the Journal Sentinel. Asking the Environmental Protection Agency and the International Joint Commission to investigate Canada's wildfire management practices because Canada's north woods are burning down. Again, I am begging for something of substance to come from our GOP lawmakers, not photos of naked men with sex toys. A local update is next for some of you, and then we'll be talking to Luann Bird coming up in about 15 minutes. You're up north.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
The Southwood County YMCA is the place where there is always something going on for every age. August has some exciting programs like youth high school gymnastics, parkour, crafting club, archery, and so much more. Bring your family to the Southwood County YMCA and grow together while you play and live a healthier life. The Southwood County YMCA is here for you and your family with financing available. Stop in, take a tour, and learn about the many programs to help keep your family busy and healthy.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 6th, 2025. I have your host, James, here, trying to figure out what month it is. We are joined by our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Big shout out to them. Go ahead and go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to their page. And be sure to go there to check out our interview today with our friends over at the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We got our good friend, Sean Becker, in with us right now. Sean, good to see you.
Great to see you, James. Always a pleasure to be here.
I am just all tongue-tied today. I was late last night doing auditions and rehearsing all this and directing a play, and I've just been so locked into it. And I apologize to you and the audience and everybody. I got to get my mouth together. I'll have you do all the talking today. How's that sound?
I'll try my best, but I'm sure I'll go down the same path as you. I mean, as I did today, I came an hour early because I had it wrong on my calendar. I did something yesterday similar. So, hey, we're all on the same page.
We're all doing our best here. Mm-hmm. I know that you have a number of different places you want to go. Where do you want to start?
Hey, football season started yesterday.
Yes.
All the high schools started practice and everything. And so, you know, good luck to all the especially local football teams, high school football teams out there that have, you know, started that official practices. I know some things have changed with the WIA, and it's such a commitment to kids, you know, any sports. It's just a huge commitment, and, obviously football's in my heart, and just wanted to throw that out there and, you know, wishing Tony Violo the best of luck. Great friend of mine gave me the opportunity to coach for him for 10 years. And then, you know, great, you know, good luck to the new coach, you know, Mike Krenz. Got an opportunity to meet him, and he's still giving me the opportunity to coach, you know, on a flexible level. We'll see where that, what that appears for me. But heart's always going to be with Lincoln High School football. and wishing them the best of luck this year, you know, with the season. So I'll be a part. I know that the back to badge game is still going to be on the schedule with Marshfield. Mm-hmm. So that'll be something that'll be definitely that everybody should get the opportunity to go to that game. Again, just wanted to start with that, you know, best of luck to Tony and best of luck to Mike and the coaching staff as we move forward in the football season. It also means the summer's over.
Yeah, that's a quick wake-up call, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, with a lot of the sports now, you know, my nephew, Carson Herbs, he goes to Spash. Nobody get mad at me. But he plays baseball, and he does the school baseball and then also the club baseball. Mm. And they got the travel. He's quite a good athlete. Mm. And he's traveled, you know, through many areas of the country. Like, they were just in Myrtle Beach at a tournament, and they were very competitive on the team he's on. But I bring that up, and he just got done with baseball Sunday, and then football starts Tuesday.
There's
one day of summer, and that's just, you know, for a multi-sport athlete, it's really tough. And if you see somebody that an athlete, no matter what level they're at, playing three sports, that says something about that kid.
That's my nephew. My brother's son. Mason's amazing. They're an amazing little kid.
Yeah, and I tell him, don't give up on any of them, because, you know, that's going to end, whether it's at the end of high school or you might get the opportunity to do something in college, play, you know.
Yeah.
And any extra curricular activity in high school is so important, you know, because it helps with the development of, you know, being social, becoming a leader, and learning, mm-hmm. you know, bottom line. So, yeah, I just want to start out with that, with football starting, and it's kind of exciting for me.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm very appreciative of Coach Krenz giving me that flexibility, because, you know, not only with work, because things happen whenever they happen. And then if I can't make it, I can't make it. And plus with Jordan and my grandson, mm-hmm. you know, River, you know, he is 2 months today.
Oh,
he's getting fat like grandpa.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. He's over 10 pounds and doing really well. We'll get to see him tomorrow. They're coming to town. They want to see one of the last aqua skier shows out on the river. And, you know, with Jordan's history being part of the team, and now she gets the opportunity to travel with River because he's a little bit older. So,
When you were touching on sports there, I any opportunity to kind of bring it back to this, I always appreciate. You know, in the Midwest, we take sports real serious. We love mm-hmm. to win, and it's so vital to us and important to us, whether you're talking about your pro team or your local teams or your local high school alma mater or something. But I think most sports fans, and the majority of them, understand that sports is so much bigger than wins and losses.
Yeah.
And the percentages of kids that play high school sports that go on to college or college on to the pros, and those numbers dwindle each more time, but the skill sets, the things that they learn in high school sports, they take that with them forever. And I mentioned, for all the things I've mentioned with this, I don't think I touch on this nearly enough. There's a lot of kids out there that were like me. If the audience can't tell, I'm horrible at meeting people and talking to people. I'm not really great with it. But when I was in recess, the first grade school I was in out here, they noticed right away how fast I was. I'm like, oh, we're picking him in basketball. We're picking him in football. And all of a sudden, I started making friends.
Yeah.
Sports gave me that. Sports helped me have that. There are so many other kids out there in those similar situations that, you know, it's not easy always to pick up a conversation with somebody at any age. You know, as adults, we struggle with it in an elevator. Mm-hmm. But, you know, little kids, it's not always easy for them. Sports really gives an avenue for that, along with all the other, you know, important things that it can teach, like cooperating with other people and, you know, listening to rules and working within them and so many other aspects that sports gives.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's, you know, going back in my life, I'm getting pretty old now, but, you know, I don't forget those opportunities in high school and even getting the opportunity to play, you know, college football. Yeah. Those are things that, and you nailed it. The friends that you have They seemed that core group seemed to last forever. Yeah. High school and even in college. You know, just a couple of days ago, I was in a group text message with some of my college friends. And, of course, they're still poking and teasing. Yeah. And now with social media, you know, some of my friends like to save pictures. And then I'm going to say they probably get modified a little bit, you know, with this IA stuff. And I'm like, let her rip. Have fun. Yeah. Don't worry. I will pay you back. And part of it.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The harvest of one of Wisconsin's more unique specialty crops is underway, but it's not going as well as they'd hope. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and the mint harvest is below where they'd like it to be. Richard Gums with Gums Farms is here to give a look into why that is.
Mint harvest is not going as well as it should. We've only been into it now about 10 days, but the oil quantity that we're receiving is not meeting our expectations. I'm a little concerned that the cloudy days that we had earlier in July and the haze and the smoke is really affecting the sunlight penetration, which is what helps form the oil in the leaves. So consequently, yield is extremely below par.
Gums also says that they only have about 7 to 10 days for the weather to change to have a better end of the season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield. That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are moving. Cash corn is up 1.5 cents at 381.25, with new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 403.5. Cash soybeans are down 0.75 cents at 964.75, with new crop soybeans down 0.25 cents at 984.25. September wheat contracts are moving 2.25 cents higher, 510.75. Looking at Class 3 milk, September contracts are up 8 cents at 1851 hundredweight, and October contracts are up 9 cents at 1854 hundredweight. Yesterday, 40-pound blocks of cheese closed down 0.25 cents at 180, and butter closed down 0.01 cents at 243. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
Currently, 63 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee. The sound of a lawnmower. The sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hear that?
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by YouTube influencer Wheezy Waiter, a.k.a. Craig Benzine, director of No Packers, No Life. Then Savannah Schindler from the Beloit Cub Open joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Remember, you can sign up for my weekend Wisconsin politics newsletter, Sunday mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. And in that newsletter, we also put in a question of the week. And this week, we're looking at the redistricting in Texas, where Republicans are trying to add five seats artificially, and asking, what should democratically controlled states like California do? Should they respond in kind or not sink to that level? And again, folks can answer that by being subscribers to our newsletter. Head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. We were just talking about the Wisconsin State Fair, getting out there and talking to people. And we were talking in the last segment about a couple of Republicans who have done that. There are plenty of other folks, a lot of good progressives working at the State Fair as well. I'm looking at the Facebook page of our friend Luann Bird and seeing her doing a little pressing of the flesh at the Wisconsin State Fair as well, and she joins us now live to visit with us. Luann, good to see you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Good morning, friends. Good morning, Pat and company.
It's so nice to see you. And
Thank you.
Like I said, I did see you in that same Resist t-shirt that you were wearing at the Wisconsin State Fair. So let's start there before we get to the Congressman Stiles listening session. You get to do your own listening when you're at places like the fair. Tell us about those conversations.
Well, they're the same, really. I have a lot of people need hope right now, and a lot of people are very tired of the regime and the autocracy that's in place. So I have a great time talking to people, not really talking, mostly, again, listening to what their concerns are and giving them a place, a space where they can actually be part of the change. So I invite people to join the Democratic Party. I invite them to join our protests that we have every weekend on Saturday at 10 o'clock on the corner of 76th and Layton. And we hold up our signs and we rally in support of democracy. So yeah, those conversations are great. It's also hard because, you know, there's such a division. It's not even like we just disagree. There's, you know, people that don't agree with Democrats can be kind of a little bit not rude, but, you know, they're not willing to engage in a conversation. And that's something I always like to work on. But it was great. It's just great to be down there.
And the thing of it is, what we do need are more conversations. And you are perhaps the quintessential person, the opening of, if somebody does not agree with Democratic or progressive points of view, but you want to start a conversation, you want to start it with somebody like Luann. It has always been nothing but respectful. I've seen when you've gone up to, for, you know, like Senator Ron Johnson. And it's the kind of discourse we all wish we could have when we start from places where we don't agree. At no point have I seen, you know, some Republican want to accost you, because you're simply a very easy person to talk to.
Well, I've been treated pretty rudely by a few. There was a guy that came up to me. We don't need to talk about that. What we want to talk about is, yeah, I like people. I respect Republicans. I respect Democrats. I think Republicans that are Trumpers are in a different space. They just are full of fear and they want power and control. And so I still think we need to talk with them. We need to understand where they're coming from, because democracy, it's so serious what they're doing now, and they don't even realize it. I had a short conversation with the chair of the Republican Party, because you know me, Pat, I just go up
You'll
and talk
to anybody.
People.
Yep.
And I saw him at the fair, and we were just chatting and being very nice and, you know, family and summer and whatever. And then I did ask him about Trump, you know, do you think he has too much power? But then I asked him about the executive order that Trump signed, because he said, you know, I really care about people with disabilities. And I said, me too. See, there's that common ground.
Right.
However, what he didn't know is that Trump signed an executive order allowing new businesses within the agencies, the federal agencies, to not have to make their buildings ADA accessible if it's going to limit their ability to be prosperous, because those things only benefit a few. So it's really scary to me that even some of these Republicans that I think share some of our values don't know what Trump's doing. So we have to get in there and we have to keep having these conversations and doing our own research. Don't just accept what they say because they're good at talking points.
Well, and that's where we make the pivot to the town hall here, because, again, in conversations, you know, people can be very nice and pleasant. They don't have to be rude. However, there's a difference between having, you know, a pleasant tone and having a pleasant tone and not being completely truthful, would be my word. And for that, I would turn to Congressman Stile, who is continuing to defend an indefensible bill for the cuts that it makes and continuing to be an advocate for Trump's, you know, deportation policies and things. What I'm saying, Luann, is a lot of people want to give him credit for having an in-person town hall. But I think that credit gets negated a bit when, if you're not willing to be truthful with your constituents.
Well, it was clear that the attendees weren't going to accept that. And when he pivots to blaming Biden for open borders as to the reason we have an immigration part, we didn't let him do that. I mean, the crowd cut him off, which is how we were feeling at the time. I know for some people, that kind of an angry town hall they don't like, and I don't either. It's too bad we've had to go to that, but we didn't let him. And here's the thing, it was a quote listening session, and the speakers, thank you to all of you who spoke up, they were very respectful, very direct, and it's all on my website if anyone wants to go watch. We just put up a shortened version today so you don't have to watch the whole clapping and everything.
Give me the website quick so I can put that up on screen.
It's luannbird.com.
okay. Luann, L-U-A-N-N.
L-U-A-N-N dot bird dot com. Yeah, and it's also, well, anyway, so here's where I struggled. Every time someone stood up there and spoke eloquently, like about internment camps in Florida, which he would then say, well, I disagree with that description. You know, he would say, I disagree. And then on all the issues, like on immigration and on feeding children in Gaza, you know, he had his pat answers. So I don't call that a listening session. I'm not sure what he did that for, because a listening session would be acknowledging what you heard and then maybe being open to what we're saying. And I didn't sense any of that. So he thinks on immigration, we just have to follow the law, which means kicking people out. But one of the listeners kindly reminded him that it's just a misdemeanor if you're in this country illegally. And, you know, we reminded him that it's an internment camp because there's no due process. You can't call it a detention center because it's actually an internment camp when you arrest people for no reason and you throw them in and they can't see their attorneys. And that's happening in America right now. So it wasn't a listening session. It was I call it a rubber stamp for Trump. That's what it was.
Well, it's performative now. It's a matter of taking your lines and being able to deliver them, not just to a friendly crowd, but to a crowd that may not necessarily agree with you. And I think that too many politicians are doing just that. They're treating this as theater, as something, as a performance that they have to make, but stick to your guns rather than actually having the back and forth and showing some independence, showing at least a little daylight between yourself and, in this case, Donald Trump, to say, you know, I don't agree with him on this thing or that thing. And that's the problem with this entire congressional delegation right now is, I mean, they're all afraid to show any daylight between themselves and Trump, aren't they?
They are. Mm-hmm. And in my home, you know, my husband's very sick and we have a lot of aides that come in and help out and they're all on Medicaid. And you know, I wanted to share the story about that, about how one of our aides is actually on the Affordable Care Act. His premium is $900 a month. And he finally, I knew all along he was going to lose that. He finally figured it out and he was heartbroken. So those are the kind of things where what these Republicans and what Congress is doing is hurting people. It isn't just we disagree anymore, but there are children that are starving in Gaza because we are not America used to be at the forefront of foreign aid. And instead, Trump is negotiating with his friends with Netanyahu instead of America being the people that care. We are the people that care. It's just that our leaders don't. You know, this is heartbreaking, and that all these people are going to lose their health care. And all because, Pat, they wanted to lower the tax rate for the wealthy and the big corporations so that they could spur innovations. It's all about the big people and prosperity, but that has shown in history to never, ever work. So we could take care of a lot of these problems that we're facing and that the people in that room were angry about if we would just make everybody pay their fair share.
We're talking to Lou Ann Bird, former candidate for legislature and continues to be active in the community. LouAnnBird.com, LouAnnBird, LouAnnBird.com, or on Instagram, Bird4WI, BirdForWi, where, I mean, there's no shortage of pictures of you, you know, meeting with people, continuing these conversations. Here's an aspect of the conversation that I wonder about, and you just hit on it, that all of these cuts, they're not actually saving anybody anything, because they're just going right to tax cuts for the very wealthy. It's not like it's coming back to middle class taxpayers, but I always get the impression that there are still far few people who know that. In your conversations, mm-hmm. do people get that these cuts aren't actually saving anything? Do they know that, or is it, or do you see them realizing it after the fact and feeling like they've been hoodwinked?
Well, the people that really need Medicaid, for example, don't know. They really don't know what's going on at the federal level. And they really just don't know. So we have to educate them. We have to help them understand. And don't you wonder, like, oh, they're always cutting billions and billions of dollars. They're holding money back from grants that they owe, universities and education and things like that. That money's all going to detention centers now, to internment camps. So you just have to help people connect the dots. What are they doing with this money? This budget wasn't about lowering the deficit. It actually increases the deficit. I mean, it's still at $3 trillion. So it's not, watch what they say, watch what they do, not what they say. Okay?
Exactly. And again, just this week, you know, new numbers came out on the big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill. And it now crosses $4 trillion.
Yeah.
That it adds to
That's
the
right.
debt.
And That's right. Those, yeah.
It's just for all those folks that say, that have always said, oh, it's about the deficit. The deficit is killing us. Or the, you know, as Tony notes on YouTube here, it's like they're always talking about balancing the budget. There's never been anything this far out of balance. And that's your big mission, is conveying that to people.
Well, that's right, because even my aide that didn't understand how that all works was asking me, he's like, now, because I protest all the time and I'm off to go protest after we take care of Phil. It's like, well, now what are you protesting for? And when I explained democracy, he's like, well, what do you mean? What's going on there? And then I explained to him that, well, right now the president is totally in control. Congress isn't doing their job. They are not standing up to the president, who is constantly breaking the law. We have lost our balance of power. And when Congress goes ahead after Trump cut the $9 billion, then that Congress had already approved and allocated toward great programs that help people all around the world, then Trump cuts it and Congress, instead of standing up to Trump, rescinded that money. That is not democracy. So by technical terms, we've lost our democracy at the moment. But the good news is that when this happens, people can rise up and we can take it back. We can demand, when we get to those people that are so loyal to President Trump, we can unravel this autocracy that we're all stuck in. So I stand up on my street corner every Saturday at, you know, 76th and Layton with my signs, because we've got to sign people up. We've got to educate them, Pat. And we can change things.
And learn more at LouAnnBird.com. Louanne, thank you so much. Great to connect with you again.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much, Ben.
All right.
For
you
what
bet.
You do.
We'll talk to Todd Alba and Trigvi Olsen coming up right after this. You're up north.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
You may have heard of the 4% rule when it comes to retirement. After you retire, you withdraw 4% of your retirement savings each year. The truth is, the 4% rule should be viewed as a guide, not as a strict rule. For example, the rule is based on retiring at age 65. If you retire earlier, you may want a lower withdrawal rate. Your lifestyle also matters. Are you planning to travel the world or spend more time at home? Consider inflation as well. A well-built strategy usually includes small annual increases in withdrawals. But you don't need to take a raise just because the calendar says so. So, stay flexible and revisit your plan of withdrawals regularly. That will give you the best shot at a secure, fulfilling retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go. Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
It's part of it.
Revenge is a dish best served.
Yeah.
When it comes to Coach Biola as well, I did want to touch on that and thank him for his many years dedicated to this community, certainly as a coach, but as a teacher. And, you know, even I've mentioned before my interactions with him, and he never coached me, but always great to me. And I actually had him as a parenting teacher. And was fantastic, and at a very difficult time in my life too. But Tony took a real I don't know why, but he took a liking to me. And other than trying to get me into track and field and some other things relentlessly, was really, really great. So way beyond the football field, his impact has been felt.
Well, look at his son Drake. He's a teacher up in Rhinelander and a football coach. And Drake did a really nice social media post on Facebook about something that, you know, and he's going to be a young parent soon, and recognizing, you know, his wife, the spouse, because once football season or any season comes around as a coach, there's a lot of time you have to put into and who suffers probably the most.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the right word, but, you know, you're going to be gone. And then you have to have that spouse, you know, pick up the slack at home, the parenting and all that because of that dedication. And what a really nice thing Drake put out there. And I know Tony is very proud. Mm-hmm. Tony and Tracy are very proud of him. And he's going to do great things up in Rhinelander.
It's great to hear the back the badge game is going to stick around too. That's really, you know, when a new coaching staff comes in like this and it's local, I like to, you know, not bug them right away with my questions, let them get settled and all that. I was really curious. Those were one of the questions I had, was if that was going to stick around. And off air, I'll be honest, I was going to ask you if you were going to still coach or anything. Yeah. So it's great to hear. It's really good.
Yeah, it's just, and I was very upfront with Coach Krenz. You know, he met with all the current staff, and I just said, hey, this is where I'm at in my life, and the new thing is being a grandparent. Very, very understanding. So I appreciate that. You know, and I didn't want him to hold back and not hire somebody on my account. I mean, you need to do what you have to do, and I'll always be supportive of this program.
Wanted to get to this. Didn't want to come out the gate with it, though. But, you know, letting you guys look behind the curtain a little bit if you don't get to see the videos at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, which I encourage you to check out. Sean brings in a great list of things to talk about. You filled this hour really well, and I appreciate that. You've done that for years. Way above and beyond. I really appreciate it. Every once in a while, our community has a question. Yeah. Our community has a something that they are asking about. And since the last time you joined us, we've had some news come out and some different reports. And I think a lot of our community has been interested in certain parts of it. And the ACLU has a new report on a rising number of county sheriff's offices working with ICE and the government department ICE. It finds that sheriffs of Kewanee, Outagamie, Washington, Wapaka, Winnebago, and Wood counties have begun participating in some of these programs. I think that one of the jobs of every American citizen, being in this country, being a part of this country, I believe you are to work with the individuals of this country, whether you agree with them or not, whether you like them or not, or anything like that. We all got to work together. We all got to live together. If you're going to be a part of this, this experiment, which it still is, it's a young country. We are a teenager compared to Russia or Asia or any other place out there. One of the jobs of its citizens comes right down to the same job of a parent or a guardian, making people feel safe, making people feel okay. Regardless if you are here illegally or not, I don't believe that it is our job to make illegal aliens feel scared or to make anybody who feels like they might be thrown into that group scared. That's not law. That law doesn't do that. Law's not supposed to put fear in people. It's not, at least to me, my interpretation of it. I'm not at all trying to say like I have the Webster's dictionary definition in front of me here, but the way I've always interpreted it, somebody who believes in the law, believes in these things. I watch a lot of Westerns. I don't want to live in one. Laws are important, and we need people like you, Sean, there, keeping that line.
Yeah.
But this topic has freaked out a lot of people to the point I am a third generation third generation immigration family. I've got relatives that have been in this country and going like back. And even they were a little afraid when they got into situations where they were getting asked questions about this, just because they had a little bit of a darker skin. And this is in Chicago. This is not here. This is in another state and everything, just to be fair and to be upfront about that.
Yeah.
But the concern, if I'm hearing it, I can't imagine that you haven't heard it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just the... start off with ICE, and you know, they're a division of law enforcement at the federal level, obviously, and the partnership that we have now hasn't changed in my whole career. You know, what's changed is the enforcement level on the federal side of things. You know, it didn't matter who was president. We've met with ICE people. We've had ICE holds on people who have committed crimes in Wood County. And then what happens is really there's been no change for us, even with these partnerships and the other counties that have agreed to work with ICE. All right. There's been, to me, that was no change. It was no change with our department throughout the years. Our protocol is the same. If somebody gets arrested in Wood County for committing a crime in Wood County and they are an illegal alien, all we do is notify ICE. Then it's period. Then it's up to them if they want to put a hold on them. And it's still pretty rare. I mean, right now, the person that I can think of right now that has a hold on them in our jail committed a homicide in Marshfield. All right. And I'm not willing to, once that person I'm confident will be convicted of the homicide, I still don't want them going into the other country that they're from, meaning to spend the rest of their life in our prisons. All right. And that's for I guess the key thing that people should understand, especially in our community, is if somebody commits a crime and they get arrested, you know, they're going to get due process like anybody else, whether they're illegal or not. All right. The only part of what we do, and we've always done this, is we notify ICE if this person potentially or is illegal. And then ICE decides whether or not they want to put a hold on them. Some things that I've learned throughout the process, because there's a lot of attention to this, you know, with the partnership with ICE, liability-wise, if you hold somebody for any time frame.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vladimir Putin says he's planning on an in-person meeting with President Trump that could take place in the United Arab Emirates. The news a day before a deadline for a ceasefire deal with Ukraine. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Despite Trump's current optimism, he's still threatening economic sanctions against Russia this Friday, including penalties on countries who purchase Russian oil.
President Trump's higher tariffs went into effect on dozens of U.S. trading partners this morning. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
So far, many companies have not yet passed along the full impact on tariffs to consumers. Economists expect that they will do so more and more over the next few months.
Eli Lilly reports participants in a late-stage study of its obesity pill lost almost 12% of their body fat in about a year and a half. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
We do not yet know how much they're planning to price this at, but we do anticipate it should be less than the injectables. How much less remains to be seen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.